You're listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Now, here's your host, Edward Fowler.
Billy Gregory from Crystal Ties joins the show to talk about the huge chart success, getting their debut album, Toothpaste, on the official Top 40, as well getting it to number one on the iTunes official Top 40 as well, and so much more. So without further ado, let's go straight into the conversation.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Mike, thank you very much for the time tonight, and I'm sure you're having a very much a busy time preparing for the tour, you know, release of your, I guess, your debut album, and topping the charts and getting loads of media requests. So it's all booming for you at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy few weeks. It's like a crazy start to the year, to be fair. And yeah, now it's just all prep for tour. We've just been practicing nonstop alongside our normal working jobs as well, because we are all still full-time workers. So it's been a bit of a nuts time, but it's a good time. It's a good time.
Well, I mean, we all learned something new there about you, you know, doing this on top of your, I guess, 9 to 5 or whatever it is. And, you know, it does show that anything is possible in life. And, you know, if you got a dream, if you got a goal, you can achieve it. And I mean, when you, of course, release your debut album, which I'm going to pop on the screen right now, called Toothpaste, a couple of weeks ago. There's the cover art of that on the screen for everybody watching on YouTube. Did you ever expect it to go this boom, this big in a short time?
I think our goal was always, it was always to try and get it into the top 40. We never sort of anticipated getting the number one in the official download charts. That was a really nice addition. Yeah. But I think we always planned to, because there was always this thing hanging over us that we could become the first independent band from Portsmouth to achieve this. And so we went into it with that as a goal. But I think when we started the campaign, maybe 8 or 9 months ago now, the numbers we were looking at, and we were thinking maybe actually we've bit off a bit more than we can chew here. So after like working and working and working over those years, doing all the single releases and the videos for that, it just started to grow and grow and grow. And that album week, just I think it was the day or two before, everything just sort of like went like that, really. Everyone really, really got on board for that final week, and really just, yeah, everyone pushed it. Everyone was really, really supportive. Just so we're so, so lucky. Our fan base has been like absolutely incredible throughout this whole thing. And like, they've just helped us achieve something that we've always wanted, but we never really thought was possible. So yeah, we sort of owe it all to them.
Absolutely. And I guess it's a huge achievement for you guys as well. You know, obviously the fans for supporting and helping it to boost it in the charts as well. But all credit to you guys as well for creating it in the first place, alongside working your regular job. So I'm sure there have been long hours and long days, and thinking, will we actually get this completed as well? And I guess I'm intrigued to know why. What on earth made you decide to call it Toothpaste? It's a great name, by the way, for the album, but I'm just curious behind the name for it. What came up with that?
I suppose there's a bit of a story to it. So obviously the title track, Toothpaste,
yes,
that was always going to be called Toothpaste. And that song is a personal one to me. It's all about how my journey through ulcerative colitis, and I've got a permanent stoma now, and it's my life before that, and how I sort of wanted to essentially give up music, and I really, really struggled with the illness. And then since having the operation, my life's improved tenfold. But the song reflected a huge part of my life, and the title, I just really liked the title. And I was speaking to my dad on the way from the gym to work. Me and my dad worked together, and we were talking about what we could potentially call the album. And I sort of said, it's not like we could call it Toothpaste, as a joke. And then he sort of was like, well, that's a great name. Like, why can't you call it Toothpaste? And then we started talking about it a bit more, and I sort of brought it to the lads, and I said, like, what if we call it this? And a few of them at first were a bit like, we just don't really get it. And I think the argument for me has always been, even if you don't like it, people question why it's called toothpaste. And it's got that title that even if you don't like it, it's intriguing. And like there's obviously a story behind it, which there is. And people look at it and go, why on earth they called their debut album toothpaste? And even if they don't like it, in my head, I'm like, well, you're talking about it, so that's great. And it works sort of in all ways, really. Obviously, it's got the song is a really personal one, and then the story of how that actually came into play. So yeah, that's why it's called Toothpaste.
Well, there we go. And it's as you say, it is intriguing. It is a great name, and I can't wait to see how you are going to top this album in the future. So I look forward to seeing what will be a sequel, or I guess we'll get to that in the future. But I mean, for right now, though, you've got this great new album. People are liking it. I'm guessing the reaction so far has been very positive as well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, really, well, I don't think I've spoken to anyone who sort of said they don't like anything on there,
Good.
which is really, really good. And I think we wanted to release our debut album and have like that debut album feel where people can always come back to it and be like, yeah, this is a solid first album. So yeah, really, really happy with the response.
Fantastic, fantastic indeed. And let's show up right now the tour, the important tour, as you got a graphic on my screen of it. And this has been updated, I think, from last week. So we do have, like, for instance, in Bristol, 50 sold, 50% tickets have sold for that, I believe, as of last week on the 15th. That's what the graphic I'm showing. I want to get like a up-to-date version for the viewers, saying that these are going fast, so you need to get them quickly. Talk to me about, let's talk through Thursday, the 19th of March. I believe it begins in Southend, and then on the 20th, you're in Bristol, as I just mentioned. The 21st, you're in Nottingham, which is sold out, and then on the 22nd, you are in Birmingham, in the Midlands, which is this is great, which is 50% of the tickets have been sold. Then on the 24th of March, you're in Glasgow, going up north to Scotland. Why not? And then you're in the, I guess, the northeast of the country on the 25th of March in Newcastle, in Geordie Land. And then on the 26th of March, you're in Leeds. And then I believe to end the tour, you're ending it right here in the best city in the whole of the UK, better than anywhere else, Manchester, UK, on Friday, the 27th of March at the Manchester Gorilla. Great venue and some fantastic key dates. And I should mention as well, it doesn't actually end there. I am mistaken. I wish it did, but it does go down to the 28th of March at Landon in the Electronic Ballroom, and it's 80% sold out already. So that's almost sold out in that venue. But what a fantastic tour you'll be going on with the gang, and I'm sure it'll be an excellent time on the road. And I'm sure many people will be looking forward to hearing these new tracks and maybe some of your other tracks in your library as well.
Yeah, I mean it's our biggest tour to date. There's some big venues there,
Indeed.
and we're just excited to get out and play. I mean we love playing live. That's sort of our bread and butter, really. And we've been like pushing the album so much that it feels almost like we haven't had a good like big stint of live dates in a long time. So it's just going to be nice to like have a big load of gigs all in a big chunk, and every night's going to be a celebration of how well we did with the album, really. And we just get to celebrate it with different people each night from different cities. So
Yes.
yeah, it's going to be like it's going to be a really, really good tour.
Do you have a city in mind which might be a dark horse for you guys, or
What's
not?
that?
Do you think have you got like a particular city you'd be going to in this tour, which we just mentioned a minute ago? Do you think there's gonna be one like a dark horse where they're gonna be like the one city where you don't think there's gonna be a lot of reaction, but be the most reaction from any other city in the
I
UK?
see. Yeah, I mean, do you know, like they always surprise me. I think for us, just being from Portsmouth, I mean, we're the very, very south of the UK, really. So the fact that any like people are buying tickets to come see us in places like Glasgow and Newcastle, and Manchester, like all of those places north of really north of leaving Portsmouth Island is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think all of it, all of those cities, I think you get a bit imposter syndrome, and like obviously we see these tickets being sold, but like you before you're just like, no, they're not coming to see us, they can't be coming to see us, we're just a small band from Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And then we get there and like everyone just gives it their all the time. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But I mean, you do have a great following though across social media, and I guess which we didn't mention before was on top of, writing music, and posting it, and and going on tour, you also got to do the social media as well, and many bands had it themselves because they didn't have other people doing it for them. So on top of your other jobs, your real life jobs as well at the moment, there's a lot of different aspects you have to cover.
Yeah, I always say to people, I work two full-time jobs. One of them pays me and one of them doesn't.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hopefully one day in the future, yes, but it is a full-time job, but it doesn't ever feel like work when you love doing it. So I think that's the important thing, and I think we're very, very lucky. Like I said, we got this great fan base that supports us. So it feels less and less like work every day. The bigger we grow as a band, the less it feels like such a job. So
Yeah,
we're very, very lucky to be in that position.
absolutely. And I can't wait for you to go to different places, maybe places you've not been before, experience the cultures and the crowds that you mentioned. And when you come to Manchester, UK, you will feel what a real crowd is than in
Yeah.
Portsmouth.
Are you gonna be at Manchester?
I'm only joking, by the way. I'm actually just joking. I'm sure every town is going to do outdo the other. So you never know. So yeah, I might come to that show. There are tickets still available from what I see there.
I think you should. You've bigged
Yeah.
up the crowds now, so I'm expecting to see you in the front having it large.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the reason why I want to reach out to you guys was because, of course, you're going on tour, you have this new album, and then when I reached out to your I guess management, I guess did they come to you and be like, this chap wants to be on their show? Did you just believe the person and thought, yeah, why not? Or did you decide to Google me first before accepting?
No, I think he just said, this guy's asked you to be on the show. Do you fancy having a look? And I said, yeah, no, absolutely. Any sort of promotion, any chat, like, would love to. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you how I came across you is because I was on Instagram scrolling, that's how I get my guests,
Nice.
and your advert for your I think it was either for the tour, I think it was, appeared on my news feed on Instagram, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. So then I went to your profile and I viewed what you've been up to, and I found that you had this brand new album and you're doing quite well in the charts, and I thought, why not have you on the show? So and here we are tonight making
Yeah.
it
Well,
happen.
it goes to show that those adverts are actually working.
Yes, it does, because it's getting people like me from Manchester who would have
Yeah.
not have seen it otherwise. So all credit to you guys for spending that money, because it's showing that it's working out in the end.
Yeah, thank
It's
you. I
you've seen
appreciate that.
the end result
Yeah.
there.
Well, obviously the end result will be you at the gig having a pie with us.
Yeah, that's true. That is true indeed. Yeah, absolutely. I got to mention as well, like, what are some of your, I guess, long-term goals for the band? Like, you've already got this great success already going on. What are some like other long-term goals you are hoping to achieve? Well, not hoping, but you will be achieve at some point in the either this year or hopefully by the end of this decade.
I mean, I think for me personally, and I think to be fair for all of us in the band, our main next goal is, I think it's just to be full-time musicians, or at least part-time musicians, where this is not like we're not having to work full-time jobs on top of it. And that is a tall ask in today's music industry. And it's very, very difficult, but I think that's the next goal. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it, but like we want to keep growing, we want to keep selling tickets, we want to sell out more venues across the country, we want to keep going on tours. But like I think the overall goal is that we this becomes our life more than it already is. And yeah, I think that's the main goal for me personally. I think I've been doing music now for 18 years. And Crystal Tides has been 8 years of that, 18 years, and it sort of feels like we're just starting to scratch the surface, and in a good way, like in a really, really good way. And it finally feels like this has got massive potential to really, really go in that direction. So yeah, I really, really hope we keep like, and well, I know we will. I'm too stubborn to give up, but.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's it. You got this hobby, you got this dream, and you're now seeing the light at that end of that very long tunnel eventually. So you can see it now. It's there to be captured, so I'm sure you will.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's the goal. That's the dream. Make this our job. Make another few albums. Keep people happy. Keep people interested in our music. Keep writing music that we want to write.
Exactly.
I think just writing meaningful music to us. Like what means something to us. What like that sort of thing, or more stuff about our journey. Give people something a bit different in music than what they're used to. We're not really like a TikTok or an Instagram famous band, but if you saw us live, when you see us live in Manchester, so you'll understand. Like I always say to people, like judge us by our live performances, because that is where you will really see a Crystal Tides, like the actual real product, and that is sort of where we really, really shine. So yeah, that's what I look forward to the most.
Yeah, great goal to have, and I'm sure you will get there in no doubt for sure, by the way. And I got to mention as well about that, because there's a YouTuber, he's been doing YouTube for a long time, maybe about the same time as you, doing music, and he been posting, for 8, 10 years, just posting whatever as a hobby, and then all of a sudden, after about 8 years or so, his content then just took off. So it feels like around the 8 year mark of when you're involved in a long project, it seems just to take off all of a sudden. So it's obviously it's written in the stars of sorts that when you get to 8 years, it goes off into the unknown.
Yeah, well, I'll hold you to
You can, you can, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, it's one of those, I think, people, although obviously things blow up, people don't see the 8 years of hard work that's
No.
gone into the 8 year the 8 year blow up point,
Yeah.
So I think we're just enjoying the journey at the moment, and I'm sure that YouTuber is also enjoying that journey,
Oh, absolutely. And again, he's Canadian, so he might be completely wrong, but that's what he said publicly in many interviews, even on this channel, about 7 years ago now. Quite a long time ago, but he still said it. So but yes, I'm waiting next year. So next year's my 8th year, so I will see if something similar happened to me like it would do to you this year. I guess as well, many people will probably be wondering, when they come out to a show on this tour, what will they expect from night to night? Will they expect, let's say, if they went to let's just shed a graphic, let's see, if they went to Bristol one night and then they came and followed you into Birmingham a few days later, will they see the exact same performance, or will it be spiced up a bit where it'd be different for each town as of sorts? Obviously the songs will probably be the same, but like the way you deliver it and get the crowd in the mood for the whole
I mean,
process.
as the front man, I can tell you every night I'm definitely going to chat absolute waffle about different things every single night. So every night's going to be different. And as the tour goes on and we get more and more tired, things just become more and more bizarre as the tour goes on. So we just become all weird and wonderful in a good way. So by the time we get to Manchester and London, we're going to be talking absolute weirdness on
Oh my
stage.
word. Oh, I can't wait for
So.
that. Can't wait for that. Again, get you, if that helps out me for Manchester and London, get your tickets today because they're going quickly, as you can see from the graphic, not long to go, and it's going to be a fantastic tour. We start on the 19th of March and runs through until the 28th of March, 2026. It does so crazy as well of how time is just going so quickly as well. Like who thinks that next week is March, and then the
No.
countdown's on then, isn't it, really?
I know, I was saying that today at work, actually. It's just like there is literally a few days left of February, and then we are into touring month. And then even after March, we are festivals pretty much throughout until September.
Oh wow, that's quite good. Yeah, so you got
Yeah,
that's like keeping yourselves busy then.
so I think there's not a month after March that we're not playing at least one show. Like, so that's really, really positive.
Yes, that is. You're in demand.
Well, yeah, hopefully we get even more on the way, and we just sort of keep going from there, and then fingers crossed we have a busy winter as well.
Yeah, and again, when you're playing at festivals, you get a wider audience. People may never even heard of you, and then when they come and listen to you, they become new fans. So that will help to expand your current audience as well with these festivals. So that's fantastic, and I wish you all the best. And hopefully, you get some dry weather because we know how the English weather goes. You know, it's very unpredictable.
Yeah, it's not been good lately, has it?
Well, I mean, it's been fine up here. We've not had much
Oh.
rain compared to usually we get all the rain. But I mean,
Yeah.
it's been you guys. We've had nice dry weather. You know, we've
Yeah,
had
we've had, to be fair, not these past few days, it's been dry, so
good.
touch wood, it
Yeah.
remains that
Well,
way.
I mean, we are getting to spring now, so I'm hoping that things will start to look up for you guys, especially because I know a lot of places down south have got a lot of rain than what they used to. Usually we
Yeah.
get it
Yeah.
all. But we've had some rain, but not as bad to be on those graphics. Like, this is the worst places to get the most rainfall in 2026 since records began. We're not on that list as of yet, so
Oh, good.
that makes a change because usually we get all the bad. Oh, we've got a live comment, by the way. You'll like this. So we've got a gentleman called Wick in the live chat. Hope you like the new colors, by the way, of my graphics, which we show for the live chat now. Makes it a bit more clearer. What a lovely guest with a thumbs up, so polite. Well, thank you so much for that lovely comment, Wick. It's much appreciated for you. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Absolutely, absolutely, and maybe Wick might be coming to a show near you as well on your tour dates as we will pop up that great graphic once again. And out of curiosity, we'll wrap this up in a couple of minutes. But out of curiosity, who designed these artworks for you, like for the toothpaste and for this tour? Because it's fantastic. I mean, they've used
Yes.
fantastic colours and it's eye-catchy, and it's intriguing, as you said before.
Yeah, so we used a guy from Brazil. His
Oh
name's
wow.
Tacky. We found his stuff online, and we just reached out, and we sort of back and forth a few ideas and bounced a few bits off of each other. And we wanted everything to be themed around toothbrushes and teeth and toothpaste, obviously. And
Yeah.
yeah, all the tooth, like, that's just sort of how it came to light. So all of the singles have toothbrush heads or tooth head people in it. So yeah, it's really cool.
Love it. And Wick has also commented to us now saying, I will spread the word, Crystal Tides, with a thumbs up emoji.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that, mate.
Absolutely. But yeah, I love it. And I can't believe you've kind of gone international, getting your designer from Brazil. I wasn't expecting that answer in a good
Yeah,
way.
no,
In a good
we
way.
didn't know he was from Brazil until we actually reached out to him, but he was brilliant. He was really, really
Yeah.
good.
Well, hopefully you will use them again for the next
Yeah.
project you're working on. Before we let you go, you mentioned about the album, and we'll mention the album again because I want to again tell people where they can support you by, purchasing it, and if they can, or even maybe even streaming it on. I'm sure it'll be on every streaming platform, but if there's ways they can help to, help you guys out, if there's a way they can purchase it, then tell the listeners and viewers right now.
I mean, any physical purchase goes a really, really long way. All the streaming's great, of course. If you can't afford physical, we still actually really appreciate all the streaming. But a physical purchase of the CD, you can get it from our website, which is crystaltides.os.fan. And all our tour tickets are on sale on that same website. And like, we have vinyls, we have CDs, we have all sorts, really. So we have different variants, so different colors, different color vinyls, which are really, really cool. So I've actually bought a few myself as like keepsakes. We've got like an orange vinyl, an actual toothpaste colored
Oh,
vinyl,
that's cool.
and a pure white vinyl as well, which is really cool. So yeah, we've got loads of different options, but Yeah, any help, like just listening to it, just listening and spreading the word like Rick does, then that's absolutely great.
Absolutely. That's what we like our viewers tuning in and, supporting the guests I get on the show, because, it's as much work as for you guys creating the content to me reaching out to many people, because people might think that I just, send a few emails and get some responses and get more booked in. But some guests take a long time to get on this show, and when I've not got guests on here, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not relaxing somewhere, watching TV or whatever. I'm actually still reaching out and trying to get people to come on the show. So people like yourself for making the time to go on the show is great. I got to mention one last thing for you. I will give you the final thoughts, I will say, in a way where if I've not mentioned something in this conversation which you think is very important to get off your chest, I will now give you the floor to mention it and to plug whatever you need to do, because I feel like that's rightful of me, of your time tonight, that I might miss something which you think is very important to tell my viewers slash listeners. So I'll give you the floor.
No, to be fair, you've absolutely nailed it. And I just want to say a massive thanks for having me and talking to me and promoting the album and the tour. We really, really appreciate it. So thanks for having me on the show. And make sure you come to Manchester.
I would do my best. I got to mention as well about the vinyls. I feel like you're too young for vinyls, like be a collector of vinyls. You seem too young. Like vinyls, like I can't believe it, but I'm glad you got vinyls, because that's something I do ask my guests sometimes when they are releasing on CDs or whatever. Like, do you have vinyls? Because vinyls are booming again in the trend. So I'm happy that you guys do, but I bet you they must have cost a lot of money to make, especially the customizable ones you mentioned as well.
Yeah, but it like you said, they're booming at the moment, so they're people like them. They're a good product to sell, so
Yeah.
that's why we went with a few different ones.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the
Thank you.
show tonight, Billy. It's been wonderful, and I hope that you'll come back on the show again.
Absolutely. Yeah, after Manchester.
Yes, after Manchester. Yes, we look forward to that. One last comment from Wick. Just listen to the middle. Glad I finally found this band. Well, I'm glad I could help you out, Wick, to become a new, I guess, fan of bands.
You've been listening to the Edward Fowler Show. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get new episodes every week. For more, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Edward Fowler Show.
Or on X underscore Edward Fowler underscore.
Or visit my website at edwardfowlershow.com.